Thank you so much. It is time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game in the air. Hi, everyone. Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Jacob Sully from Bellingham, Washington.
Hey, how are things in Bellingham?
A little gray today, but not too bad.
That's why people here live in New York, to stay away from the bad weather. In fact, I don't know if you've heard this, Mayor Bloomberg paid for a dome. Well, welcome to the show, Jacob. You are going to play our game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is Jacob's topic?
Single, white, avuncular newscaster type with authoritative voice seeks same.
For what, Carl? I there's no shortage of ways to meet people in the modern era. There's eHarmony, there's Craigslist. But this week we read a story about a surprising new way to quickly find your true soulmate. Our panelists are going to tell you three stories about an innovative twist in the dating scene. Choose that true story, you'll win Carl's voice on your home answering machine. Ready to play?
I'm ready.
First, let's hear from Roxanne Roberts.
All those dating sites that promise someone with 39 points of compatibility? Compatible, sure, but boring, says D.C. political consultant Dylan Copeland, who has a new spin on the old adage that opposites attract. Really opposite. His new venture, HateDate.com, matches couples who on paper should loathe each other. Conservatives and liberals, Christians and atheists, butchers and PETA members, Yankees and Red Sox fans. The idea, Copeland told the Huffington Post, is that two passionate people bring excitement, energy, and sex appeal to their relationships. And he's hired Democrat James Carville and Republican Mary Matlin, whose 17-year-old union still has plenty of sparks, as celebrity spokespeople. Quote, think about it. Every romantic comedy starts out with two people who can't stand each other, said Copeland. Couples like this spend a lifetime arguing, but the makeup sex is amazing.
Opposites attract, or so they hope, at HateDate.com. Your next story of a new way to meet someone comes from Tom Baudet.
When you hear the term weed dating, you picture perhaps two giggling lovebirds plowing through a bag of Doritos in front of late-night TV. But that is not at all what weed dating organizers at Tunbridge Hill Farm in Vermont are up to. Weed dating is a variation on speed dating, where people pair up in bars for a few minutes and then move on to the next table. Weed dating takes place on farms among rows of sprouting produce. Participants weed a row with a potential romantic interest, then at the sound of a goat's bell, move on to another row and another partner. Everyone wears a tag bearing her name along with the name of a favorite fruit or vegetable, explained organizer Sarah Kale Husner. It isn't only about love and dating, she said, indicating that weed dating will prove to be every bit as awkward and futile as its speedy city cousin. The focus is on finding people who share the same interests and values. And, it might be pointed out here, the host's fields get weeded. Eager weed dater Ben Wolf of North Turnbridge allows that it says something about people that they'd like to do something like this. Probably nothing a good conversation wouldn't overcome, and you never know what will happen on a farm where second date entertainment could include detasseling corn or even checking one another for ticks.
All right, weed dating from Tom Baudet. Work in the fields, we're looking for love. Your last story of a twist in the dating scene comes from Charlie Pierce.
In an attempt to build a new revenue stream for their troubled racetrack, officials at Mountain Meadow Downs in Portage, Wisconsin, have opened a new service for their regular customers, matchmaking. Romantic railbirds are encouraged to supply details about their family backgrounds and their hobbies and interests to a stewards committee, which will then match them up using roughly the same principles used in breeding thoroughbred horses. Once the couples are matched up, other patrons will be allowed to wager on which one of them will wind up at the altar based on their pedigree and past performance charts. Win, place, and show betting will consist of a show bet, meaning a second date, a place bet, meaning an engagement, and a win bet being the walk down the aisle. The program had its first winners this week. Mark and Wanda Weishoppel were joined in holy wedlock, and the happy couple paid $580, $340, and $290.
All right. Here, then, are your choices from Roxanne Roberts, HateDate.com. a service that matches people with their ideological and personality-wise opposite. From Tom Beaudet, weed dating, where couples spend a few moments together getting to know each other while, well, weeding a farm. Or from Charlie Pierce, a dating program at a racetrack where punters get to bet on the outcome. Which of these is the real story of a new innovation on coupling up?
I think I'm going to have to go with weed dating. I do love gardening, so.
You do like gardening, so you think weed dating, Tom's story of the dating service at a farm in Vermont, is the actual one. All right, well, we actually spoke to the person who came up with this innovative new way to meet cute.
We came up with the idea of weed dating as a way to bring people to the farm. You know, after you weed a bed with somebody, there's no pretending. You pretty much get to know them pretty well.
That was Wendy Palti. She is a farmer at Tunbridge Hill Farm in Vermont. She came up with weed dating. Congratulations, Jacob. You got the right answer. Well done.